levels. A little high there. Some of the other people have been messing with the knobs. You're listening to Talk is Cheap. I'm your host, DJ Susti, on KEBW LP 97.3 FM. Eugene, Oregon, Peaceworks Independent Community Radio, also streaming online at kbw.org. All right, today I'm going to try and ease your mind a little bit here with the Beatles Black Album Side 5. Because if you need info on help for people that are displaced by the fire here in Oregon, our news team at 6 o'clock in the morning and 6 o'clock in the evening and at 1 o'clock, Sam Broadway and the entire news team are doing a great job of bringing you information that you need if you need help being displaced by COVID or fire or you're homeless or whatever. That's one of our main things we do here. And that's the reason I'm playing the Beatles Black Album, too, is because we're trying to get funding here so we can do that more for you because we're community radio. So we try to help the community. We try to use the members of the community. And, yeah. So, yeah, like I say, news at 6 a.m., 6 p.m., and 1 p.m. with Sam Broadway to get information on how to get help if you've been displaced here in Eugene. All right, so coming up, what I have is, like I say, the Beatles Black Album Side 5, outtakes from Abbey Road, just to ease, cheer you up a little bit, since Ruth Bader Ginsburg passed away yesterday, and Oregon's been devastated by fires. Luckily, we got some rain here, so we can all breathe now. So, yeah, and I'm going to read to you from... like I say, we're trying to do a fundraiser here, so that's why I don't have content, but I don't usually read copy. I usually try to bring you people that are actually doing something in our community. But today I'm going to be reading from just a couple of paragraphs from St. Peter's Banker, Mikola Sindona. This guy worked for the Vatican and basically supported fascists throughout the world and mostly in Italy, and tried to support him in the United States too. So just a couple of things on anarchists in Italy in the late 60s, the early 70s, and the CIA attempted coup to try to get Italy to become fascist. And it relates to what we're still doing now. And next week I'm going to be reading to you from about... the Koch brothers and how they have twisted the media and think tanks and public opinion to gain power. So that's what these episodes are about. So let's see. Yeah. So coming up, my plea to you for funds here on... you can go to kepw.org and find out how to donate to us. And then Michael Sindona by Luigi DiFonso, the Pope's banker, St. Peter's banker, and the Beatles Black Album. Thanks for listening. Tell your friends. Support independent media. Like I say, the show's Talk is Cheap. I'm your host, DJ Susti. here on KEPW LP 97.3 FM, Eugene, Oregon, Peaceworks, Independent Community Radio, also streaming on online at kpw.org. And this is fundraising month. We're all volunteer here, and nobody gets paid. And, you know, your money, we don't need hundreds of thousands of dollars to run the place. We just need a few thousand dollars a month to run a 100-watt radio station serving the community of Eugene. So just every little bit helps. $5, $30, whatever you can do. Please donate to KPW this month to support KPW's unique and valuable programming. With as little as $5 per month membership or a single $30 or more donation, you can make a big difference in the community. Plus, you'll receive a unique KPW t-shirt and our newsletter. The best way to donate is to email staff, STAFF at KEPW.org, or call 541-833-0622 and leave a message and we'll promptly respond. You can mail your donation to KEPW at P.O. Box 11182, Eugene, Oregon 97440. If you mail your check this month and make it out to Helios, that's H-E-L-I-O-S, with Eugene Peaceworks in the memo line, donations up to $500 will be doubled. So that's why we're doing this fundraiser this month. Donations can also be given on our website at kpw.org. Your contribution helps to share important information on the work of countless local nonprofits, empowering youth through the KPW Youth Radio Project, and unique programming such as our local Latinx Youth Voices starting this month at 2 p.m. Monday through Friday. Again, to donate is email staff, STAFF, at kpw.org, or call 541-833-0622. That's 833-0622. Or mail your donation to KPW at P.O. Box 11182, Eugene, Oregon 97440. And that's, like I say, it's doubled this month. So we would really appreciate you doing it this month. And you, like I say, you get much more for your money here, because we don't need hundreds of thousands of dollars to run the place. So just, you're getting a huge percentage of the station by donating a small amount of money. All right, so here's my spiel. Every week I think about this show for the whole week, and trying to give you some reasons to donate to independent radio. The other day I was talking to a coworker about it was reported that Bloomberg, the $457 million that he did his campaign on. And now I'm thinking about the numbers here. Anyway, the money that he spent on his campaign, each and every person in the United States could have gotten $1 million. So the question that most economists are asking and don't know the answer to, because most economists don't know the real answer to what's going on, because economics is not a science. It's more of a religion than a science. But anyway, if you gave everybody $1 million and people were living off the interest, who would do the work? No one would show up for work. So, like, who would make the cardboard boxes, for instance, for Amazon? You know, the whole world would shut down without cardboard boxes. What would we do? Well, you know, one of the reasons you want to support independent media is because the grassroots organizations that we promote here at the station, like the Anarchist Collective and Co-op Eugene, they have the answer to these things. They have an answer. It may not be the answer, but they have an answer to these things of how would you live without corporations? And, you know, even this person that I was talking to about Bloomberg, I talked to him again, and he was saying that if he had $1 million, he would, of course, wouldn't show up for work. And, you know, he'd go out and research. He's a hunter, and he's a hunter that does it the right way and dresses his own deer and things like that, and is kind of an environmentalist. He said he'd go out and study biology. So there's a bunch of research that we could be doing, and spending our time doing research and art and music. And really, do you really need cardboard boxes if you're not going to, if you localize your economy? Do we really need to send things out? And, you know, you can make cardboard out of, they used to make paper out of rags. You can make your own cardboard box. You don't need a giant corporation. So like I say, there's all the grassroots organizations that are involved, that are promoted by this station, they have answers to things, to the problems in the world. They're not just reporting. We're not just sitting back and not doing anything about the world's problems. They're actually doing things. So that's why you want to support us. And like I say, you can donate to us by emailing staff, STAFF at KPW.org, or call 541-833-0622, or mail your donation to KPW at P.O. Box 11182, Eugene, Oregon 97440, or go to KPW.org. We really need your help here. So like I say, we're all volunteer, and, you know, there's a... you know, the Jordan pipeline thing is coming up, and you need to stay informed whether you agree or not. It's a great way to stay informed, and there's alternative viewpoints that you need to listen to, and if you don't agree with them, that's fine, but at least know the information, and you're going to get that here at KEPW.org. So just one thing about Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I have a prediction. I'm sorry to be a negative Nelly. But my prediction is that Trump will win the election, because if I were to go by what I'm hearing in the mainstream news anyway, they're saying, they have these polls that are saying that he's only 9% above Trump. Biden is only 9% above Trump. Now the news media historically has never reported a landslide, because they want you to listen to the news. So they're not going to tell you that there's going to be a landslide, because you'll turn off your radio and won't listen anymore. So take, you know, the mainstream media with a grain of salt. But if what they're saying is true, Biden has eschewed, has not cultivated the youth vote, and this is going to be a huge mistake, huge blunder, that Bernie Sanders would have had the youth vote. So I think Biden is making a huge mistake by not cultivating the youth vote. And, you know, now that we have Ruth Bader Ginsburg, they will probably get a Ginsburg died. So we'll probably get a conservative Supreme Court. Luckily, the Supreme Court understands that their legitimacy is threatened if they just go completely against public opinion. I'm looking up the definition of a banana republic, and they don't mention, they mention that it's usually a corrupt government, usually a dictator. But, you know, it's a government that has sold out to multinational corporations, is what a banana republic is. And so there's an issue with the Supreme Court legitimacy, that they will cease to become legitimate, and we will delve into turning into a third world, much more into a third world corporatocracy. So there's that. That's the only saving grace, is that they might try to maintain their legitimacy. But I'm sure that if there's a dispute with the election, that they will vote for Trump. So, and yeah, abortion rights will become the main issue, and among other civil rights issues. So, coming up, I'm going to read to you from St. Peter's Banker about Michele Sindona by Luigi D'Fonso. And it talks a little bit about the fascists in Italy in 1968 and the 70s, where the CIA tried to overthrow. See, the CIA, what they do is, you know, granted, it might be proper to stop Russian communism. Although usually communism, what they view as communism, is people that have labor rights and are anti-corporate and pro-environmentalists. That's what the CIA and corporate America call communists, and the far right call communists. But if you can justify not having Russian communism was far from perfect. So But still, would you you support a fascist dictator to throw out the communists? And this is historically what the CIA, the OSS, and the corporate elite have done. And this is where we can all agree, conservatives and liberals, that the enemy is the elite. We are all in agreement of that, that the enemy is the corporate elite. So that's what this is about, is this Michael Sindona, St. Peter's banker. What I'm going to be reading to you about is how we support fascists. And even the Vatican banker, Michael Sindona, supported fascists and used the power of the Vatican and the money behind the Vatican to support fascists in Greece and Italy. And one other thing I wanted to say about that was, whether you agree with Antifa or not, I'm not, I can understand their point that you need to stop fascism before it gets out of hand. And it's true in Mussolini's Italy, people were going around beating the crap out of people on the streets and pulling them and killing people. The fascists were doing that, so you need to defend yourself. So I totally agree with self-defense, but you know, the Proud Boys, I think, and if you look up Timothy McVeigh, I didn't look him up before this, but they're not rich people. These are usually poor white people that are ignorant, poor ignorant white people. So the real solution is to educate. We've had some of them in here. The news department has had some of the white supremacists in here. So we're not totally, you know, totally against hearing from their point of view. But they're the reason Hitler came to power, they would have laughed Hitler out of the beer hall push if the wealthy, the elite of the world, had not made Germany pay for World War I. Germany was saddled with a huge war debt because they made the middle class of Germany pay for the war instead of the wealthy paying for the war, who basically indirectly or directly caused the war, World War I. I mean, these were they were all cousins. The heads of countries that started World War I were all cousins with each other. It was basically a holdover from royalty. So, yeah. That's my spiel on, yes, defend yourself against fascists, but at the same time, remember that it's poverty is the problem and corporatism is the problem, and that's something that we can all agree on. And that's what you're going to find out here when you listen to other shows like Don DeBar and the other shows that Wider Views and our news shows. That's what you're going to find out, and that's why you want to support independent media like KAPW.org 97.3 by sending us $5 or $30 or whatever you can to email at staff, STAFF at KAPW.org, or call 541-833-0622. That's 833-0622. Leave a message or mail your donations to KAPW at P.O. Box 11182, Eugene, Oregon 97440. And this month it's doubled. All right, thanks for listening. Coming up, St. Peter's Banker. And then Beatles, Black Album, Side 5. you know, one other thing I wanted to say is, you know, Ira Glass, I've been up against Ira Glass all this time, the most listened to public radio show there is, This American Life. And I'm sorry, Ira Glass needs to stick with public interest stories. He does great stuff on public interest, but when he went into political stories, he just drops. He's not understand. So KLCC moved it because Ira Glass just could not compete with us here with this show here at KPW.org, 97.3 FM, Eugene, Oregon, Peace Works Independent Community Radio, also streaming online at KPW.org. He just could not compete with Talk is Cheap. So KLCC had to move his show because the show you're listening to now is much better. And they just could not compete with Talk is Cheap with DJ Susti. So coming up, Beatles Black Album and St. Peter's Banker. Support independent media. Thanks for listening. Tell your friends. That riff right there of Kazumi Watanabe, just Kazumi Watanabe, that is. I just cannot get over what he's doing. And you, when you watch him, he's playing. First of all, he's going all the way across the bridge there, and he's almost using his knuckles. He's pressing so hard on the fretboard. It's like he's using his knuckles to play. When you watch him. All right. So, like I say, this is from the St. Peter's Banker about Nicholas Sindona, who supported fascists over and over again. And it has a little bit about anarchists, too. So, and you'll see it kind of pertains to the extreme of what's happening right now. Okay, Italians in the late 60s and throughout the 70s found it difficult to escape the realities of terrorism when anarchists marched in the streets of Rome and Milan, their faces covered with handkerchiefs and their hands, the thumb and index finger extended to form a gun, raised above their heads as they shouted, "Don't vote, shoot." Or when reading the daily newspapers, Italians were confronted by advertisements pleading with terrorists for information about the fate of kidnapped victims, some of whom had been missing for as long as 5 years. Excuse me. On December 12, 1969, a number of innocent people discovered the power of terrorism when a bomb exploded at the Bank of Agriculture in Piazza Fontana in Milan. Moments later, another went off in Rome's National Bank of Labor just off the Via Veneto. A third bomb exploded at the moment of King Victor Emmanuel II, the monument of King Victor Emmanuel II. Altogether, 16 people were killed and another 90 were wounded. At first, the bombings were blamed on the left. An official of Movimento Sociale Italiano, or MSI, the neo-fascist party, declared the acts a crisis for the whole system of government and called for civil war. In response, new fascist groups, the New Order, the Black Order, the Mussolini Action Squad, the Steel Helmet, and the Third Position, to the right of MSI, sprang up and began their armed struggle. In an attempt to contain the violence, police arrested 70 anarchists and searched the home of the wealthy left-wing publisher Giancarlo Feltrinelli, though no evidence was found that could tie Feltrinelli to the bombings. He was later ordered to stand trial on charges of criminal incitement in connection with the September 1968 police seizure from Feltrinelli's bookstores of paint spray bottles inscribed, "Paint Your Policeman Yellow." Another leftist by the name of Pinelli died after he mysteriously fell or was tossed from the third floor window of a police station. Later, however, it was discovered that the massacre of December 12th was probably the work of the extreme right. Police traced the bombings to three neo-fascists, among them General Guido Gianettini, an agent of the SID, Italy's Secret Service, and a high-ranking member of Lucio Gelli's P2. It is believed that Gianettini was head of a faction with P2 known as the Third Position. This faction, says journalist Thomas Sheehan, advocates what is called Nazi Maoism. Sheehan goes on to say that the Third Position aligns itself with the political beliefs of Hitler, Perón, Mao, and Gaddafi. Its slogans include, "Long live the fascist dictatorship of the proletariat," and "Hitler and Mao united in struggle." The terrorist activities of Italy's extreme right, however, did not start in Italy. They began instead in Greece, where in 1967, Nicholas Sindona helped finance the colonel's coup. In April 1967, Propaganda Due directed its attention to the upcoming election in Greece. The Greek left was headed by 47-year-old, and there's these names, you got to keep them straight here, they're similar. The Greek left was headed by 47-year-old Andreas Papandreou, a political foe of King Constantine II, who was the ruling monarch of Greece and commander-in-chief of the armed forces. The leftists were gaining ground and were expected to win the election. The army feared that the leftists would push Greece, the cradle of democracy, toward communist rule. Colonel Papandopoulos, dedicated to the service of the young King Constantine, predicted civil war if the left succeeded in assuming the leadership. So there's two different names here, Papandopoulos and Papandreou. Okay, Papandreou's the good guy, Papadopoulos the bad guy, okay, the fascist. That is, you know, the same as Tsar Nicholas. The kings and queens, the royalty, want fascism because that fascism, you know, uses the army and a dictator. Okay, so continue on. Sometime around April of the same year, Continental Bank of Illinois, according to Sindona, transferred $4 million to Sindona's Bank of Private Financiaria. Upon receipt, Sindona immediately wired $4 million to Colonel Papandopoulos through the bank account of Helniki Techniki, a construction company controlled by the Greek army. The loan was guaranteed by the Central Bank of Greece. In the early morning hours of April 21st, Michele Sindona was sitting at home in his study chewing on cubes of sugar as he waited for an important phone call. His eyes darted back and forth from the telephone to the port of Nunziata, that's his mother. He was nervous and the pain above his eye was throbbing. At 2 a.m. in Athens, the last light at Tatoi Palace went out. A few minutes later, soldiers slipped from the shadows, took command of every military station in Greece, and shut down all radio stations. Three soldiers, another reason why you want to support small independent media, you know, the radio station is the first thing they shut down. Took command of every military station in Greece and shut down all radio stations. Three soldiers and an officer appeared at the house of Premier Panayiotis Kanellopoulos. The premier barricaded his door, but the officer, after explaining to the premier that he had come to protect him, ordered his men to break into the house. The soldiers grabbed the premier and dragged him into the waiting car. He screamed, "Why don't you just kill me here?" Simultaneously, at the Athenian suburb of Castri, former premier George Papandreou, father of Andreas Papandreou, was kidnapped from his house and locked up. At the same time, eight soldiers smashed the glass door to Andreas Papandreou's house. The soldiers overpowered Andreas and his bodyguard. They dragged Andreas, wearing only his underpants, across the broken glass and stuffed him into a car. The merchants of the right repeated scenes like these until 5,000 communists were in prison. At approximately 2:45 a.m., minutes before the king would learn details of the coup, Michele Sindona's phone rang. The message was short and precise. "In the name of the king," the voice said, "we have succeeded." The pain above Michael's eye vanished. He was happy. He had assisted in what he considered to be a major defeat of the communists. At 3 a.m., in the same instant that the three tanks positioned themselves in front of the palace gates, the Greek army ended the radio silence and announced to the rest of the world that it had, in the name of the king, taken control of the country. 2 years later, in December 1969, a letter published in the London Times revealed a plot to overthrow the government of Italy and establish an Italian fascist state backed by sympathetic forces within Greece. The document was titled Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Minister's Office, reference number 600A47, and was labeled strictly confidential to be only opened by the ambassador. The document explained that a report from Greece's agents in Italy, quote, indicated the events are developing in a direction very favorable to the national revolution. It went on to say that Premier George Papandopoulos, the former colonel who had organized the 1967 coup in Greece, wanted to prevent any possibility of linking the activities of our Italian friends with the official Greek authorities. The report also quoted a mysterious man from Italy identified only as Mr. P, believed to be Licio Gelli, appealing to Premier Papandopoulos to continue the supply of both moral and material help from Greece, as well as advice on the development of action groups. This is in Italy, to overthrow Italy. Mr. P is reported to have concluded, "Conditions are much more favorable than in the past. Many people in Italy want to see the establishment of order and peace in their own country." All right, so let's get to... anyway, so you can see some of the similarities, although more extreme, of what's going on now. So let's get to the Beatles' Black Album. Please support us here. Go to kepw.org, KEPW LP 97.3 FM, Eugene Community, Peaceworks Community Radio. Also at kepw.org to donate, and your donations will be doubled this month. Coming up, Beatles Black Album, Side 5, Outtakes from Abbey Road.
Just think of it, it's less harmful than that. Yeah. Alcohol.
Camera A, sync slate, 137.
Exactly. And it's the irony. And just warming your guitar. what I've got. Is
I've been dreaming about it.
I've got.
Get back to my guitar.
My guitar by Henry Gibson. My guitar plays so sweet.
It really knocks off my feet. Thank you.
I just had Over all the bits, I'm gonna
Slate 139 sync, camera A.
Dirty Mac himself saying, I've got a feeling. One.
Oh yeah, and if you leave. Everybody had a good time. Everybody had a wet dream. Everybody saw the sunshine. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Everybody had a hard year. Everybody pulled the socks up. Everybody pulled the socks up. Everybody put the foot down.
No, no.